Hello, hello, hello. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the UBC campus and Musqueam lands in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Peter, the digital library coordinator here at the station, and for the next half hour or so, it's going to be from the CITR archives. Today we're going to be listening to Wandering Lucy. It's a Vancouver-based solo act of Lindy Coyne. Consists of her with her guitar and drum machine, or as she terms it, one girl, one guitar, one robot. In the project, she was later joined by Brian Sparhawk and Fred Armisen for a Calvin Johnson-produced album on K Records in 1996 called Leap Year. What I'm going to be playing today is just a reel that we found in the archives. It was just in a box that said Lindy, and it's one of the early performances of Wandering Lucy before that album came out back in August 11th of 1994. And she's appearing on the Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell program in our own CITR studios. So, without further ado, it's Wandering Lucy.
Lucy. Wandering Lucy is playing tomorrow night at the Malcolm Lowry Room, which is just past Boundary on Hastings, way the heck in Burnaby, and it's free, and she's playing with Knockdown Ginger, I think, yeah, that's the name of the other band, and yeah, you should go, cheap beer, free show, and good music. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Did you adjust your little knobbies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here you go, another song.
Thank you.
guitar set of tune.
Thanks. I shouldn't be doing this probably. How's that sound? Good enough. We're not picky here at CITR. I'm so sloppy because this is just like practicing at home here, just in a room with, not in a bar. And that one is on my tape, but not going to be on my record. And there's the phone again. It's like a telethon or something. Okay, so the next one is going to be on the record that's coming out in September.
Thank you.
And that one is going to be on the record, and it's on the tape that CITR has, so everybody call up and request it. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So here we go with another one.
Thank you.
and that's that one. It's really weird actually playing like here. I don't know. It just seems really weird. I played on the radio in Ottawa once, and I played through like an amp like this size, and I had no drum machine, and it was just sort of like the, and they just made fun of me on the air, like what they got me to sort of play the soundtrack to their slagging me. It was amazing. Guys do little clip clop noises like to the beat of the drums. Yeah. Why don't you guys talk while I tune my guitar? Do you guys wanna?
Okay. Can I do this? I could tell everybody that if they want to read the whole story behind Wandering Lucy, they can look at this month's Discorder magazine with Lindy on the cover. So her face is everywhere. How many issues do they make of a Discorder in a month? Do you know, Zanna? Is it like, God, like a million or something? A billion? Where it's estimated at a billion circulation and your face is on all those.
And 1.5 million people are listening to this right now?
Yeah, 1.5 million people are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver right now. And they're sure enjoying it and just waiting for you to tune your guitar so that it sounds really lovely. And I guess since I'm plugging all your stuff, I could plug my stuff too. I do a radio show here at CITR on Tuesdays called The Mary Tyler Moore Show. And if I had a tape of this, then, you know, I'd play it, but I don't have one, so I can't.
But there's a Wandering Lucy tape.
Okay, there's one at the station, so I'll play it on Tuesday. So there, 3 to 5 on Tuesdays here on CITR. And this is Thunderbird Radio Hell, and I don't know what else to say. What can I say, Zanna? Okay, well, if you go to Circle K right by, right by where we are right now at UBC campus, you can get 35-cent fudgesicles, and that's what we did, and I have it all over my shirt to prove it. So there. Are you almost tuned?
Yeah, I'm having
cool.
Darn
E string?
Yeah, I put new strings on my guitar before the lowest show to make it really cool and stuff.
Yeah.
And now they go out of tune a lot.
Yeah, new strings can be hard sometimes. Yeah, Wandering Lucy opened for Lois, who was also here in Vancouver a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know, maybe like a week ago or so, and I did an interview with her, and it'll be in next month's Discorder, so there you go.
I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to type it out and spend like hours at my computer doing that so that you can read it and appreciate it.
Is it going to be on the radio?
No, it won't be on the radio because we had very poor quality when we were doing the interview.
In the parking lot?
Yeah, in the parking lot getting run over by valets from some big club like Big Bamboo or some kind of cheesy kind of thing like that. So look at one of those things. What are they called?
Capos.
A capo. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It sounds really treble, like, I don't know. I haven't had this amp for too long, so I don't know. Uh-oh. This is not a good sign. Oh, there. We're going to have human drum machine soon. Okay. Oh, and this one's really new, and it's called the Kootenai Loop, named after the Kootenai Loop here, but I've never been there, but I thought it was a cool name, so... That was a problem, my pedal was on. Okay, take two, or three, or whatever. Thank you. That was the Kootenai Loop. Jackie, how come you're not clapping? And Jackie Allen's here, just in case anybody was wondering. Just in case anybody's wondering. Okay. I'm going to do a couple more songs, like a few more. And some of them are kind of new, so don't blame me if I mess them up. I haven't really figured them out yet. You guys should talk like in these in-between parts, so at least there's a little background chit-chat. This uses the mambo beat. So if you guys know how to mambo, Jackie, do you? No. Yeah, please mambo. And there was also the cha-cha beat before, and most people know how to cha-cha. Actually, if we were doing this 1 month from now, I bet Jackie would have taken her ballroom dancing classes and she could show everybody at CITR Radio, Thunderbird Radio Hell, how to mambo. But instead, she's just working on her computer. Did I mention the song's really new? I wrote it 2 days ago. That one, and it's called Fantastique, and that's a French word for anybody. And if you guys want to know afterwards what it means in English, just ask me, I'll tell you. Okay, I think I'm only going to do one more, but I'll have to decide after it's over. And this one's on the record, and it's going to be the only one that has singing on it. What's our record label? World Domination, Inc. World Domination Inc. Jackie and I are putting it out. And my next record will come out on whatever label, whoever has money to put it out. Except I'll turn that off for the first part of the song. And this one's called Surly. Surly, you don't know. Surly, you don't know. Sorry, it's too fast. And I always do this at my live shows too, so I'm just trying to make this radio thing seem really authentic. Thanks. I'm Wandering Lucy, and that's that. And I'm playing tomorrow night at Malcolm Lowry Room in Burnaby. It's on East Hastings? It's on East Hastings. Everyone probably knows where it is. Past the Cooney Loop. Yeah, definitely. Anyway, and it's free. And that's the most important part, I would think.